noches a todas y todos quienes ven y escuchan este programa llamado Terror en las Calderas. ¡Wow! Mi nombre es David y bueno, como siempre me encuentro acompañado por la más inmoral de todas, Alejandra. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, también, yo estoy bien, mi familia está bien.
Qué bueno, vienes de vacaciones, me dijeron.
Eso dicen.
¿Sí?
Sí, creo que todavía me queda un poquito la colita de las vacaciones.
Mira tú, y acá qué mejor estar en las colitas de las vacaciones junto con Terror en la Escaldera, pasando sí. Un muy buen sábado. Qué mejor
sí,
panorama.
Qué mejor panorama, asustarse un día sábado en la casita.
Igual está todo como bien oscuro, me estoy asustando.
Sí, no, está tétrico.
Sí, qué susto.
Tétrico como la película que vamos a ver el día de hoy.
¿Qué película vamos a ver el día de hoy?
Uy, hoy día vamos a continuar, igual que la vez anterior, que primero que todo, la recepción que tuvimos cuando salimos a terreno, cuando estábamos fuera de Patio Estación haciendo las transmisiones de Terror Las Calderas mensual, ahí nos ha ido bien con eso, estoy bien contento con ese resultado y...
Sí, la gente se animó, participó, se quedó ahí un buen rato a pesar de que había un poquito frío, hubo ahí dinámica, opiniones, fue bastante interesante la respuesta de la gente, creo que hay que seguir haciéndolo.
Sí, hay que seguir haciendo.
Igual propongo repetir la del cementerio.
Me gusta la idea.
Sí, repitamos la del cementerio.
Sí, pero hagámosla con la pantalla gigante.
Adentro del cementerio.
¿Se puede?
Sí, sí. Todo se consulta, todo se podría, depende ahí de cómo uno se las pueda arreglar, las alternativas que presenta, pero podría que sea. Hay muchos lugares para hacer terror.
Sí.
La estación tiene un segundo piso.
¿Voy a hacer en el segundo piso? Yo conozco ese segundo piso, es cuático.
Es cuático, la carga energética increíble. La misma municipalidad. Hay muchos lugares.
Ese lugar es muy tétrico.
La muni. Sí, es de noche sobre todo.
Ah, ya. No, yo decía de día, terror de día.
Ah,
¿también
de
o
noche?
¿No?
Sí, también.
También.
Hay sectores que dan mucho miedo.
Uy. Hay que llegar así con una cuestión llena de agua bendita, ¿no?
Sí. Lo siento, disocié.
Sí. Qué bueno que qué buena elección de la palabra, disociar.
Disociar.
Porque en la película de hoy
yeah.
Vamos a seguir la historia, la vida de un personaje interpretado por Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Que, bueno, el terror anterior vimos una de sus películas que es La Casa Embrujada.
Buena.
Sí. Hoy lo vamos a ver en el rol del héroe.
Héroe.
El protagonista de esta película. Una película del año 64, que debió haber sido estrenada 10 años atrás.
O sea, en 1954.
Sí. Yeah. Originalmente esto está basado en una novela que se llama Soy Leyenda.
Ya.
Yeah. Ya, a lo mejor a alguno le suena por...
Una película.
Por una película, sí. Ya. Todo esto está basado en un libro de un caballero que se llama Richard Matheson.
Ya.
Yeah. Ya, y que se llama... Soy Leyenda. De hecho, Matheson participó en la construcción y la escritura del guión de esta película. Por temas de derechos de autor, no lograron poder sacarla a puerto hasta tiempo después, en el cual se involucra el caballero Ubaldo Ragona y Sidney Salco, y contratan a Vincent Price para que haga el protagónico. Y la película a la que nos referimos se llama The Last Man on Earth, El Último Hombre en la Tierra. Y bueno, durante la película vamos a ir comentando algunas cositas porque esta no es la única adaptación del libro. Este libro ha sido múltiples, bueno, al menos cuatro adaptaciones oficiales. Esta es la primera, ¿ya? Después sigue otra que probablemente sea la más conocida, que está con Charlton Heston, que es Omega Man. Que ahí se convierte básicamente... Bueno, Charlton Heston es un ícono de las películas de terror y gritar al firmamento es muy bueno. Así que eso, Terror Las Calderas se complace en presentar el día de hoy The Last Man on Earth.
Earth.
Vamos allá.
Vamos a ver, tenemos un ranking nosotros de las películas que vamos viendo. Siempre hablamos sí. De las anteriores y qué posición va quedando. La última fue con un final bien inesperado. Fue
sí.
Entretenido igual.
El esqueleto, muy
el esqueleto, súper buen efecto especial. No, pero todavía para mí insuperable la otra, la del hombre malito, ¿cómo se llama ese?
A medianoche devoraré tu alma.
¿Me quedes con esa? Yo quedé pero impactada.
Sí, yo todavía estoy averiguando el tema de los derechos de la secuela. Y ver bien porque hay más caro. Eso más caro. Y luego me dio mis ojos, entonces. Se lo muestra en pantalla. Salió sin caña.
Sin caña, un David cualquiera.
Sí.
Another day to live through. Better get started.
Bueno, este papel es bastante importante para Price, porque Price o hacía villanos muy teatrales porque sí, en algunos lados, bueno, se le llamó el ser de las sombras. Pero lo que estaba comentando es que, bueno, Vincent Price estaba comentado a ser el villano o el héroe
de la.
Este es otro tipo de héroe. Que en realidad brilla más por la misma actuación de Vincent Price que por el talento de sus directores. Vamos a dejar la referencia en la cajita.
Vamos a dejar la referencia.
Sí. Yeah, I own the world. An empty, dead, silent world.
No, pero no son impresiones, ya sabes que están muertos todos, parece.
Sí.
More of them for the pit.
De que esto pasa.
Every day there are more of them. They live off the weak ones and leave them for the pit.
KOKW calling.
Me encantaría tener uno de esos equipos de radio.
Te llegué a ver con uno de esos.
La radiodifusión es un cojono y tan caro. Pero se lo puede permitir porque es el fin del mundo.
Claro.
KOKW calling. I'm on international frequency. Come in.
See their image. It repels them. I need more mirrors. And this garlic's lost its pungency. There was a time when eating was pleasurable. Now it bores me. Just fuel for survival. I'll settle for coffee and orange juice. But first there's my life. I'd better replace that garlic. I'll need more, lots more. Better stop off and get them. Afford the luxury of anger. Anger can make me vulnerable. It can destroy my reason, and reason's the only advantage I have over them. I've got to find where they hide during the day. Uncover every one of them. Now, where did I finish off yesterday? Madison Street to 31st Avenue. 11 kills. Over 3 years. And there's more than half the city I haven't searched. Just wide enough to keep the flesh apart so their body seal can't function. And how many more of these will I have to make before they're all destroyed? They want my blood, as their lives are mine. And I still get squeamish. Wait. That garlic. I'd better put it back where it belongs. Can't live a heartbeat away from hell and forget it.
Una facilidad acá.
Es que es una muñeca.
No, es una persona, ¿verdad?
O sea, el efecto que se
no. No, es una persona. Era una actriz. No era un mono. Mira él, también. Son personas. Son personas. Y si de hecho, mira, la niña se mueve.
No le pagaron lo suficiente para quedarse quieta.
One more stop I'll have to make. I
I can get rid of them later. Right now, I'm out of gas. Still fresh, but I'll take only what I need. They've got to last. They can wait, too. I've got my life to worry about. Those mirrors have to be replaced before dark. Square blocks to search. How many of them still exist? How long will I have to keep up this search? much time left.
Con razón el último hombre.
It'll be dark in an hour.
Sí, no deja que nadie mate.
And now, 12 long hours before the sun will rise and drive them back to darkness.
Directa para don George Romero, la creación de su sombra de la noche de los muertos vivientes.
Esa fue la que vimos de
la
película que iba a entrar.
¡Vamos! ¡Vamos!
La vimos.
Tiene que ir a ni tan spoiler.
Ahí está la.
Another day. Another day to start all over again. birds. God, how I miss you. The sun's already set. They'll be everywhere.
Chao, su familia. Pero a él lo interpretaba el vampiro.
Claro.
Jajajaja.
Hey, Verge, Verge.
Yes? Oh, no, my makeup, my hair.
Hey, where is everybody? All I can see
Hi, Ben.
Oh. I can hear children, but I can't see any children.
Uncle Ben! Uncle Ben!
Hey, look at all those treasures.
Ben, Uncle
Kathy.
Ben, Uncle Ben.
Open them and see. Open them and Ooh. See.
Come, come.
Kathy.
No era una rueda con tu vida.
¿Se parecen?
Sí, bueno, Vampiro entonces el tío o hermano, no sé. No me acordaba de eso.
Take a look at this.
Sí, a ver si tenemos, tenemos internet, podemos ver cómo se llama.
It's highly theoretical, Ben.
Theoretical?
Ya como Rossi.
Do I have to remind you that theory is a beginning of solution?
Ah, sí, porque esta es una producción italiano-estadounidense.
Is Europe's disease carried on the wind? Is it, Ben?
Could be.
And if it is?
It isn't, Verge.
Is that what you really think, or just what you'd like to think?
I cannot accept half-baked theories that sell newspapers. I'm a scientist, not an alarmist.
You're whistling past the graveyard.
Is that a commentary on my work at the lab?
We both know how hard you've worked.
I'm sorry, Ben. I just can't accept the idea of universal disease.
Uncle Ben, you promised you'll start it.
All right, Kathy. Who can resist that face? All right, card tricks, card tricks.
Robert,
creo que acaba de
is it possible this germ or virus could be airborne?
Anything is possible, Verge. The best brains in the world have been running through this thing with a fine-tooth comb. The germ is visible under a microscope, but it's not like any bacilli I ever known.
In what way?
It can't be destroyed by any process we've been able to uncover.
But with the whole world trying, there must be a solution.
Hey, Mommy! When are you gonna cut the cake?
Right now, our problem is to cut that cake.
Hey, Mommy! Hey, Mommy!
Coming! Coming!
¿Qué pasó? Cuéntanos.
Arrancando el vampiro.
Vigio.
Espero que no se haya escuchado mi exclamación.
Yo se escuchó un recorcholis. Eso se escuchó.
Espero que no nos bloqueen la cuenta.
No, no creo. Escucha cosas peores.
Lo siento.
¿Por eso eres inmoral?
Bueno, son cosas de las transmisiones en directo.
Así la tele en vivo.
Así es la zona de transmisión en directo, accidentes y cosas.
The wind wake you up?
It always does.
How do you feel?
I'm all right.
Oh, don't get up, honey.
I'm not sick, Bob. I'll make
you
breakfast.
You don't have to.
I'll be all right. Go on and read your paper.
All right.
Hablando como del inicio de todo. No me estoy sobando.
Oh, sweetheart, look, if you don't feel well, please go back to bed.
I'm just a little tired, that's all.
¿Te fuiste de bruces?
I wish somebody would find a vaccine.
Un poco.
It's all we're working on at the lab, Virg.
Bueno, caminar con algo, con la luz apagada.
Maybe you better not send her to school
today. No, siempre prendan la luz, por favor. Menos si están viendo películas de todo.
You think you should go to work?
I have to.
Oh, Bob. Bob, I'm so frightened.
Everything's gonna be all right, sweetheart.
Vamos a hacer lo que debería haber hecho recién.
Debería haber hecho eso.
Well,
the bacilli are multiplying.
That kicks the bone marrow theory in the head.
This specimen shows a higher white count than when I put it on the slide. Those cells are still living, Dr. Mercer, off one another.
There has to be an answer. You heard that all communications are ended outside the continental limits?
Yes, I heard.
That leaves it in our laps. So we keep trying. Where's Cortman?
Well, he should be here by now.
You two stay on this virus theory until I decide it's exhausted.
Right.
Yes, sir?
Morgan will fill you in.
All right, sir. And what did the great man of science have to say today? More of the usual?
Oh, he's trying, Ben, just like the rest of us.
And nothing works. The streets are swarming with truckloads of bodies that they're throwing into that god-awful pit. And the dedicated Dr. Mercer goes on with his plodding, unimaginative approach.
You have a better idea?
Maybe. At least it involves imagination.
Ben, it's as simple as this. An unknown germ is being blown around the world. It's highly contagious and it's reached plague proportions.
And you don't believe some of the dead have come back?
Let's get to work.
And why are they burning the bodies? Why don't they bury them?
Because it's the best known way to control the contagion, to keep the germ from spreading.
That's what we've always believed, at any rate.
You'd prefer us to believe in vampires?
If they exist, yes. There are stories being told, Bob.
By people who are out of their minds with fear.
Maybe. But there are too many to be just coincidental. Stories about people who have died and have come back.
They're stories, Ben, stories.
And why are the infected people always so tired in the daytime? Why can't they stand the sunlight? Why are they only seen at night?
Come here. Look.
I know as well.
Look. Now, is this bacilli or isn't it?
It doesn't alter.
And this bacilli is found in the blood of every infected person, or isn't it?
To show me germs is not to refute these stories, Bob. Point is, If there are vampires, they exist in spite of these germs.
Come on, let's get to work.
And until further notice, this station will continue its around-the-clock coverage of this national disaster. And now, we switch you to the state capital, where His Excellency, the Governor, is speaking from the Executive Mansion.
Further, I have, in conjunction with the federal government, declared this state to be a disaster area. The public health is dependent on bodies of the deceased being burned.
You must notify the health department immediately.
You have a plague victim in your home. Under no circumstances should you gather publicly. In view of the dire emergency that exists, I intend to...
Anything new?
Huh? No, nothing new.
I can't see.
I'm going to call the doctor.
I said no. Verge, there's nothing they can do.
But we can't just let her lie there.
Well, this way she has a chance. If you call a doctor, he'll report it. Do you want that?
Mommy, please help me. How can you be so sure she...
Blindness is one of the symptoms. You're not to call a doctor under any circumstances. No one is to come into this house. Now remember that.
Mommy, where are you?
I've got to pick Ben Cortman up on the way to the lab. No one is to come into this house. Now remember that.
Who's there?
It's me, Ben. We're late. Ben, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Ben, look, let's talk about this.
There's nothing to talk about. You think I'm out of my mind. You laughed at me and my theory. You might be one of them.
Ben, look, you're ill. You ought to see a doctor.
No doctors. You take care of your life, I'll take care of mine. Now get away from here. You understand? Get away from here!
Thank you.
If you're looking for anybody but me, forget it.
Are they all gone?
That's right.
Is there any hope from the latest reports?
No, not yet. But believe me, Morgan, we'll find an answer.
When, Doctor? We need it right now. I need it.
You're the only one who wasn't afraid to come here today.
What's going to happen, Dr. Mercer? Is everybody in the world going to die before someone finds the answer?
No, I don't think so. I don't deny there's some strange evolutionary process going on, but mankind won't be destroyed. The fact that you and I are working here today is evidence of that.
Claro.
All right, let's roll.
Larguísimo.
When?
I called a doctor. I had to.
I told you not to call anyone.
Mom, she's blind. She couldn't see. She kept reaching out her hands, groping for me. And then, all of a sudden, she was gone. When they came in, I tried to stop them. They took her.
I saw a truck out there. Was that it? Was it?
I'm sorry, lady. There's nothing I can do. Let that truck through. Get out of the way. Get back, folks. Nobody's allowed out there. Please, all of you, get behind those lines. Look sharp there. Move. Move along. Make way for that truck. Make way. Hey, you, mister. Come back. Come back.
Did this truck just come in from Market Street? I said, did this truck just come in from Market Street?
Mister, I don't know. Hey, you don't belong in here. Get out. I said get out.
I want my daughter.
Mister, a lot of daughters are in there, including my own.
won't let them put you there, Virge. I promise. I won't let them put you there.
Mejor ahí tampoco la explicación de por qué se arrancó el... el mausoleo, que era como el lugar de descanso de...
claro, de la señora. Sí.
Que no la destruyeran los vampiros de los lados.
Who is it?
Qué raro el pomo.
Como de...
Who's there?
Morgan.
If Cortman thinks he can get to me by destroying my car, his wits are getting dull. This convertible would be nice. Probably handles well. But I can't think of comfort. There was a time when I shopped for a car. Now I'm looking for a hearse. This station wagon will have to do.
Ahí está porque parece muerto.
It's alive.
Wait. Don't run away. Come back here. Don't run away. Come back. Come back here.
Wherever he is, I've got to find him. If I have to search every street, every house, every alley, every inch of this town, I've got to find him.
Come back! Hey, boy, where are you?
Tu problema ha sido muy extraño. Perdón.
Where are you, pal? Come here.
Son los chascarros de la televisión en vivo.
Sí. Pero que la gente que se meta a ver el programa recién de ahora no va a entender.
No va a entender porque ha sido el programa más acontecido que ha habido.
But these are made of iron. That wood, like mine. Someone else is alive in this world. But where are they? Where are they hiding? This is Robert Morgan. If somebody can hear me, answer me. For God's sake, answer me. This is KOKW calling. KOKW calling. Answer me. Finally decided to come back. It's all right, boy. Good boy. Oh, no. Don't worry, boy. You're going to be all right.
Yes, you are. Sacaron la idea para en la última adaptación. Bueno, que hay dos adaptaciones que hicieron en el 2007. La de Will Smith.
¿Cuál?
De la libro, su leyenda.
There.
sacan
now we got you all cleaned up. Hmm?
Que Will Smith,
you're
going to
feel
las
better.
Salvas de los vampiros,
I'm going to put you down here now and you can rest. Hmm? Got you all cleaned up.
La pared de la tenía durante la apocalipsis en el asesor.
Tonto, insistente.
You know they're out there, don't you?
Sí.
You poor, driven thing.
Claro, pero
enojado.
No debe cachar por qué está tan enojado.
No.
Everything's gonna be all right. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Everything's gonna be all right. All right. You're going to get better. We're gonna have lots of happy times together. You'll see, everything's going to be fine. Wait, I'm not gonna hurt you, can't you understand? Wait! Wait! I'm not going to hurt you, wait! Wait! I couldn't be out here in the daylight if I was one of them. You know that they can't come out until sundown. Do you want to come with me or do you want to face them? You feeling better?
Yes.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Thank you. You seem very well organized here.
Yeah.
My name is Ruth Collins. I was married. I lost my husband. You are alone? You were married?
Yes.
Children?
A daughter.
What are you doing? Please stop, please. Stop it, please. You're making me sick.
Why do you turn
please.
Away?
Please.
Why do you turn away? You are infected.
No.
Infected systems are allergic to garlic.
You think I'm one of them?
You will be.
You've made up your mind just because I...
You can't change the facts by talking.
Facts? What facts? That I got sick? I've had a sensitive stomach all my life. I saw my husband killed, torn to pieces right in front of our house. I've been wandering ever since, hiding at night, not eating more than scraps, sick with mourning, sick with fear, unable to sleep. Then you shout at me. You chase me across a field, hit me, drag me to this house. And to top it all, when I get sick because you shove a piece of reeking garlic in my face, you tell me I'm infected.
Where are
Let
you going?
Let me go.
You can't go out there. It's almost sunset.
Let me go,
You can't
I said.
Go out there now. In a few
I
minutes, the
care.
Streets will be full
Let
of.
Let me go.
At least let
care.
Me give you a blood test.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
You must be hungry. I'll fix you some dinner.
Obsesionado con él.
Aburrido.
Todo el día.
You know, you should eat.
I can't. You seem used to them.
Oh, as much as anybody could be. I'm not frightened of them anymore, if that's what you mean. Oh, I protect myself against them, but only because there's so many. Individually, they're weak, mentally incompetent, like animals after a long famine. If they weren't, they surely would have found a way of breaking in here a long time ago.
Come out, Morgan!
Hear that? That's Ben Cortman. He was my friend.
Your friend?
He was like a kid brother. If I could find him and destroy him.
But you said he was your friend.
When I find him, I'll drive a stake through him, just like all the others.
But you lived through all this. Do you know why?
Perhaps I was chosen. That's a laugh. Or perhaps it's because a long time ago, when I worked in Panama, I was bitten in my sleep by a bat. My theory is that the bat had previously acquired the vampire germ. By the time it entered my blood, it had been strained and weakened by the bat system. As a result, I have immunity. Well, it's only a guess, but it's all I have to go on.
You don't think that I'm immune, do you?
It's a simple matter to find out whether you are or not.
What will you do if I am infected? Cure me?
You don't have to answer. I know as well as you do. It's incurable.
There might be a way. If not of killing the germ, at least of containing it, keeping it from spreading. If I had the equipment, the time.
Which you don't. Injection, I'll be one again.
What do you mean? You found a solution?
That's right. Exactly as you said it could be. I take that for it.
What is it?
Defibrinated blood plus vaccine. The blood feeds the germ. The vaccine keeps it isolated and prevents it from multiplying. We've had it for some time now.
We?
There are quite a number of us.
And I thought you were alone. I was going to cure you. Does that amuse you?
No.
Now, I want the truth. I want all of it. Why are you here?
To find out if you know any more than we do. You know, far less. We're alive. Infected, yes, but alive. We're going to reorganize society. Do away with all those wretched creatures who are neither alive nor dead. Start everything all over again.
And you want me to join?
You can't join us. You're a monster to them. Why do you think I ran when I saw you? Even though I was assigned to spy on you, because I was so terrified of what I'd heard about you. You're a legend in the city, moving by day instead of night, leaving as evidence of your existence bloodless corpses. Many of the people you destroyed were still alive. Many of them were the people in my group.
I didn't know.
Is there any way you can get out of here?
What do you mean?
They're coming after you tonight. That's why I was sent here, to prevent you from resisting them. I'm supposed to keep you here until they come.
To kill me?
Yes.
Your new society sounds charming.
The beginning of any society is never charming or gentle.
And you pretended to be shocked at my violence. Well, what are you waiting for? Why don't you go on and use it? Get it over with. Use it. Get it over with.
Now you know. What are you going to do?
Thank you.
are you doing?
It's already done.
What?
Look. Look! You see? It worked, Ruth. The antibodies in my blood worked. My blood has saved you, Ruth. Do you know what this means? You and I can save all the others. We won't be alone. We'll never be alone again.
You are sure?
Wait. Don't be afraid.
La confusión en esto. Y su cuerpo inmediatamente produce la...
Where are you going?
Get out of here. Tell them you're not a threat to us.
You can't go out there. You wouldn't get 10 feet.
When they come here, there won't be time for questions and answers. They'll come to kill. For God's sake, Robert, let me go. Oh, Robert, please.
Ruth, look, tomorrow.
Please. Oh, Robert.
Tomorrow, Ruth. Tomorrow will be all right.
Robert, no.
Yes, Ruth.
But if this doesn't last?
But it will. I've already checked it under the microscope. Wait, I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. I'll check it again. Take a look at this. This will prove it to you. Ruth, there's no change. I've double checked.
Robert!
Ruth. Ruth!
Robert!
Ruth, get away from her! Ruth, are you all right? Are you all right?
Thank you. They were afraid of me. They were afraid of me.
They didn't know.
Thank you.
Don't cry. There's nothing to cry about. We're all safe now. All safe.
Sí, pues. Imagínate, te deja como el loco se dio cuenta de que en realidad él era el último y era una sociedad nueva que le tenía, él la extinción.
La extinción.
¿Qué?
Lo siento, siempre nada muy acontecido el día de hoy. Sí, me da la sensación que, bueno, había muchas pistas en el camino. Bueno, en un momento yo dije, hoy los maten y les pregunta porque eran, si estaban, los otros estaban muertos en el piso y esos otros a los que iba a matar, igual como que reaccionaban, era extraño. Pero al final, por el mensaje de la chica, era como que en realidad tenía que morir nomás el otro. No había alternativa. O sea, no,
tenía que acabarse la raza humana.
Tenía que acabarse para empezar la nueva especie. Y ya estaban todos organizados, pero a Razón no le respondían ni nada.
Sí, es como en las otras adaptaciones. Bueno, esta adaptación, como está de la mano del mismo escritor, ese era como el mensaje que quería dar. Como que dar el paso a nuevas civilizaciones, como nosotros los humanos nos adaptamos a esos cambios. Y en la siguiente, bueno, después viene Omega Man, que es, creo que la más popular puede ser, que es dentro de las adaptaciones de Soy Leyenda, que es con ¿cómo se llama este actor? El Charlton Heston. El de El Planeta de los Simios.
Ya.
Ben-Hur, él. Y ahí los vampiros son re distintos, pues son como albinos con llaga, hablan y tienen una sociedad como muy antivacuna.
Claro. Ahí en realidad eran más zombies que vampiros.
Sí, pues. Y ahí, bueno, después viene la de Will Smith. Y paralelamente hay una productora que se llama Asylum, que es la que hace películas muy malas, muy B. De hecho, son los que crean todas las Sharknado. Y el mismo año que estrena la de Will Smith, hacen su película de I Am Omega, que no, es malísima. Pero trata de como de adaptar un poco de cada película más que del libro.
Sí. Igual estuvo buena, había que estar como atento como a los detalles y bueno, ya desde los ajos sabíamos que era de vampiros. Sí. Yo trato de no adelantar la película justamente para irme impresionando en el momento, porque si no... pero me gustó, me la encontré entretenida.
Sí, es una buena película. Sí. Es como para plantearse algunas preguntas sobre qué haríamos nosotros frente a la extinción. Bueno, estuvimos cerca con la pandemia.
Sí, o sea, ahí habían cosas, hay que quemar los cuerpos, ¿cachai? Es como esa sensación de haber visto las noticias cuando las familias lloraban, que se llevaban al cuerpo de sus familiares. Sí. O quemaban los cuerpos en la calle, no sé si recuerdas que hubo en países que hacían eso. Es increíble que cada día nos acercamos más a situaciones.
Sí. No, y esto, y lo que me da esta cuestión del personaje, porque el personaje es muy, muy depresivo.
Sí, es que ya está, eran 3 años creo que estaba solo.
Solo.
Y al final no era tan solo, o sea, 3 años que se construyó toda una nueva sociedad donde él no fue incluido.
Sí. Claro, se sentía solo en realidad, pero en realidad era el último.
Solamente era el último. Y tenía que morir.
¿Se habrán sentido así los dinosaurios? ¿Que no se extinguieron?
No, yo creo que fue más de porrazo,
es que igual fue para un latino, pues después el meteorito mató a la mayoría, pero no mató a todos.
Bueno, sí, tienes razón.
Una pregunta que le tendríamos que hacer al dinosaurio que quede.
Sí.
¿Dinosaurio Heracleto, por ejemplo?
El dinosaurio Heracleto es la respuesta a esto.
Sí.
Sentimiento de soledad.
De todas maneras.
Sí. Bueno, la próxima película me imagino que va a ser en otro lugar menos peligroso que tu casa.
Probablemente. Sí. 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 No, y para que se sienta, no se sienta solo, lo invitamos a suscribirse ahí, ponerle la campanita, el me gusta, ahí nunca, nunca falta. Y seguirnos en todas nuestras redes sociales, en Facebook, Instagram, también Twitch, cuando transmitamos por Twitch. Y en las redes de audio, en YouTube, en Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Evox, Spotify y demás.
Todo lo que él dice.
Ya, sí. Esto ha sido todo por la noche de hoy. Nos vemos, escuchamos en breve.
Chao. Chao. Que estén bien, nos vemos.